Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've taken our text to the book of James, beginning in chapter number 4, verse number 8. The Bible says, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you." And we've been pursuing the thought, drawing nigh. On Monday we looked at verse 7. The Bible says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God." And we saw that drawing nigh requires commitment. And then on Tuesday, our text verse, "Draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh unto you." Drawing nigh requires closeness. Also on Wednesday, we looked at the latter part of verse 8, where the Bible says, "Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded," and that drawing nigh to God requires cleansing. And then yesterday, verse number 9, "Be afflicted and mourn and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness." And we saw that drawing nigh to God requires conviction. We conclude the thought this week by looking in verse number 10 of the book of James, chapter number 4. The Bible says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up." We want to say today that drawing nigh to God requires contrition. And that simply means humiliation or making oneself humble. The Bible says, "Humble yourselves." Interesting thing here. We can either humble ourselves or in turn, we will, sometimes the Lord has to humble us. I'm satisfied that a lot of the things we go through are to bring about some contrition in our lives. And of course, sad to say, but when we are on top of the world and doing good and everything's going great, we don't seem to have too much, drawing nigh to God does not seem to be a great priority. But it's when we're in the low valley, it's when we have been humbled by sickness or by whatever it is. It has brought us to that place. And the Bible says, if we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, the Scripture says, and He shall lift you up. I'm sorry to say that today we're doing just the opposite. We're lifting ourselves up and failing to humble ourselves. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Same thought. He's nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. You know, sometimes the Lord has to break our hearts in order to humble us in His sight. I'm glad to report to you, though, that if we will come to that place and we will humble ourselves rather than God having to humble us, if we'll realize that God and others are responsible for any advancement or any success that we have, if we would realize that outside of the good grace of God that we deserve to be in hell, suffering in agony today, and outside of the mercy of God, we would certainly be numbered among there in the regions of the damned. So may God help us today to, as we conclude this thought, may the Lord help us to have a desire to draw nigh to the Lord, to draw nigh to Him. Just as we would, desire to draw nigh to, our wife, our husband, our spouse, just as we would desire to draw nigh to our children, to do everything in our power to have a good relationship and to want to have a close relationship with our family members. More so should the desire be in our hearts that we draw nigh unto the God of heaven. And what's amazing is He has granted us all equal access if we will but meet the conditions that He's laid out here in the book of James, chapter number 4, verse 7, down through verse number 10. It's my prayer for this preacher that I would have the desire to draw nigh unto God. And it is my prayer for each of the listeners today that each of us together, that we would be desiring to draw nigh unto the God of heaven. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to draw nigh and to meet the requirements of Your word in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.